the words of God given to us today. Revelations chapter 2, verses 8 to 11. It is page 400 in the New Testament. Revelations chapter 2, verses 8 to 11. Allow me to read the words. To the angel of the church in Smyrna write, "These are the words of him who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again. I know your afflictions and your poverty, and yet you're rich. I know the slander of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison and test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful, even to the point of death, and I will give you the crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt at all by the second death. Amen." The biggest problem faced by the Korean church during the height of Japanese occupation between 1935 to 1945, during 10 years, was Shinto worship. Japan, in order to indoctrinate Korean people, with emperor worship, erected Shinto shrines for Shintoism, which is a folk religion of the Japanese people, and forced Korean people to worship at the shrines. Forced worship at Shinto shrine was a part of Japan's plans to legitimize its occupation of Korea and to turn Koreans into loyal subjects of Imperial Japan. It started at public schools from 1910, and in 1930s, the practice was expanded nationally in order to provide unified ideology to back up Japan's invasion of the Asian continent. For the general public, and particularly for Christians, it was a persecution that took away the freedom of religion and oppressed the conscience of belief. Until the June of 1945, the Japanese Governor General of Korea erected two Shinto palaces, 77 Shinto shrines, and 1,062 smaller shrines at local district units. And at each school, they put up a portrait of the emperor or engraving of decrees of the emperor concerning education and at homes. It required that families erect a worship corner named Kamidana and worship there at each morning. The number of people who were mobilized for Shinto worship at the Chosun Shrine, located in Namsan alone, was 2,159,000 people in 1940, and it reached to about 2,648,000 people in 1942. The Catholic Church, the Episcopal Church, the Holiness Church, the Salvation Army, and the Methodist Church gave in to Shinto worship practices one by one. And in 1938, even the Presbyterian Church decided to give in at September 9, 1938, at the denomination's general meeting. The general meeting at which the Shinto worship was approved was held under an atmosphere of terror. The leaders of the denomination which opposed to Shinto worships were already in prison. And Pyongyang Sumunbak Church, where the meeting was held, was completely surrounded by plainclothes policemen. And at the front of the church, high-ranking police officials sat with long swords by their sides. As had previously scripted, a motion was made to characterize Shinto worship as not an idol worship, but a civic ritual, and another seconded the motion. The chairman of the meeting, shaking all over, asked the participants to say yes if they agreed with the motion. Among 206 participants, less than 10 people responded with a yay, and the rest remained silent. The chairman then had to ask the participants to say no if they disagreed with the motion, but did not do so and declared that the motion was unanimously approved. This was the Korean church's most shameful moment. But there were pastors like Chu Gi-chul, Son Yang-won, Han Sang-dong, who resisted the Shinto worship to the end. Because of the refusal to engage in Shinto worship, about 2,000 people were put into prison, 200 churches were closed, and 50 martyrs lost their lives. Pastor Chu Gi-chul encouraged the members of Sanjang-un Church, where he was a senior pastor, that the members must not engage in Shinto worship. He said that to worship at Shinto shrines of Japan is to violate the first of the commandments that God gave, which is, you shall not have no other gods before me. And the second commandment, which is, do not make any idols for yourself at the same time. Any member who worship at shrine, regardless of position or stature, will be publicly expelled from the church. And I will take all responsibility for your refusal to worship at Shinto shrines. Pastor Chugitoyer, between 1938 to 1944, until he was martyred, was arrested 5 times and was imprisoned for 5 years and 4 months and was tortured in all kinds of ways. And at the times, the kind of tortures carried out by the Japanese colonial government was beating with bats, whipping, stepping, making people step on iron nails, hanging a person upside down and pouring pepper water down the nose and beating the undersides of a person's feet. Pastor Chu's faith of a martyr, became an important force that encouraged churches all over the nation to refuse Shinto worship to the end. The pastor Sun Yangwan, who served at Aeongwon Church at the leper village of Yeosu, was also arrested by the Japanese police for refusing Shinto worship. When he was interrogated by the police, this is what he said to his interrogators. Interrogator, we suspect that your evangelical activities are designed to destroy Japan. Sun Yangwan, at the second coming of Christ, not only Japan, but all nations will be destroyed. Therefore, we cannot put our faith in Japan. If we do so, ultimately, we will be destroyed with all nations that do not believe. Further, because we love people's souls, we must lead them to Christ so that they will not face the last judgment of God. When many people come to believe, the government systems will naturally change. And at that time, there won't be any more Shinto worship. The principles of Christianity will become the base of a nation. Interrogator. Okay, let's say that Christ will come again, as you say. But even if he comes, can he destroy Japan that has the power of modern arms? What would be his method? Sun Yangwan. Christ will come in power, but not in force. Arms are therefore used by people. But if there is no one who wants to use them, they are useless. When Christianity grows strong and there are many children of God, there won't be any reason to fight with one another with arms. Further, the Japanese Empire, which is currently based on mythical faith of Shintoism, will inevitably end up changing as a result of the power of Christ. Interrogator. I conclude that your evangelical activities are ways to destroy the Japanese Empire. Your opinion? Sun Yangwan. I have no intention to resist with arms, but if the people are evangelized, Japan will not be able to maintain its current empire. Therefore, you may think that it is a way to reform the ways of Shinto nation of Japan. If we were to transplant Shinto worship, which happened 80 years ago here, to Asia Minor at the end of the first century, it would be emperor worship at Smyrna. Christians who lived at Smyrna experienced extreme suffering because they refused to worship the emperor. The words of today's text are encouragements and comfort given by the Lord to Smyrna Church. They refused emperor worship, a kind of a prize. Smyrna is about 60 kilometers to the north from Ephesus, a harbor city located in an ideal condition. It was a huge city of 250,000 people that competed with Ephesus in terms of importance. The grape trade thrived in particular, and as its name Myrrh comes from Myrrh, Maytel, it was well known for export of perfumes. If Ephesus was the largest city in Asia Minor, Smyrna was the most beautiful city. There was the Pargus Hill, which was not that high in Smyrna. The way up to the hills was so beautiful that it was called the Golden Street. If you walked along this road, you would see the Temple of Apollo, the Temple of Asclepius, the Temple of Aphrodite in succession, and there was a library, a performing theater, and memorials, and they were all standing in orderly and beautiful manner. And at the top of the hills, there was a Temple of Zeus. The Parmas Hill, when looked from the shores of Smyrna, appeared like a crown placed on the top of a head. Therefore, Smyrna was also called as the crown of Asia, the glory of Asia. And Smyrna, more than any other city in Asia Minor, was friendly to Rome. Smyrna was the first city to erect a statue of the goddess of Rome, Dea Roma, in 196 BC. When the people of Smyrna heard that Roman soldiers were suffering from cold on an expedition, collected and sank close to them upon hearing the news. And so the Roman politician Cicero complimented Smyrna as being the most sincere ally of Rome. In 26 AD, when Tiberius became the second emperor of Rome, he had to pick a location to erect a temple for emperor worship in Asia Minor. 11 cities, including Smyrna, volunteered to provide the site, and Smyrna was selected. Therefore, Smyrna became the center of Manic worship of the emperor. The emperor worship reached its height when Domitian became the emperor. Emperor worship was the best way to unify different ideologies of the empire at the time. The Roman citizens once a year had to burn incense and kneel before the altar of Caesar, bow down and profess that Caesar is the Lord. Once this was done, a person received a certificate that confirmed that the person completed his or her religious duty. A person who received the certificate could then worship any god or goddess as he or she pleased. A person without the certificate was deemed to be someone who did not acknowledge the government of Rome and a traitor. Because there was no one who was higher than the emperor of Rome, Roman citizens had to participate in this worship and receive the certificate. There was no exception to this. But the Christians could not do this. Nobody could be the Lord other than Jesus Christ. And it was Jesus Christ who died on the cross for them. Not the Roman emperor. To the contrary, the Roman emperor made many people to shed blood on the cross in order to maintain his power and took away lives of numerous people in order to keep his life. Therefore, among the ancient cities, Smyrna was the most dangerous place for Christians to live. To live as a Christian in Smyrna was to be treated as a traitor and to put one's life in the hands of others. Therefore, the people who kept the faith of Smyrna, although they may not have left behind tremendous achievements or had a lot, were all great men of faith, women of faith, heroes and heroines of faith. Further, a lot of Jewish people lived in Smyrna, and when Jerusalem fell in 70 AD, a lot of Jewish people were killed, but also a lot of them became refugees. Among them, it is thought that a lot settled in Smyrna. Jewish people began to build synagogues there and to spread their influence. And they maintained a close relationship with local government, governor generals, and Todon Christians. A well-known case of martyr who died as a result of Jewish informant was Polycarp. He was appointed as the pastor of Smyrna by Apostle John. When soldiers came to get him, he didn't try to run away. Instead, he offered the soldiers who came to get him drinks and things to eat and asked that he be given a chance to be alone for a while and prayed for 2 hours. When he was dragged to the local governor general, whose office was inside of a coliseum, the governor general didn't want to handle him roughly because he was so old. He was 86 years old at the time. So he said, "Just confess that Caesar is the Lord and curse Christ, and I will let you go." To this, Polycarp left the following famous saying, "I served Christ for no less than 86 years. All that time, he has never once abandoned me. How could I insult such a Lord, such a king?" The governor general said again, "I have wild beasts. If you don't change your mind, I am going to throw you into their cage. If you don't think seriously of this threat and change your mind, then I am going to burn you to death." To this, Polycarp answered, "I do not fear fire which will burn for a while and die away. Why are you hesitating? Come near and do what you wish to do. But do not forget the eternal fire of judgment which has been prepared for those who do not believe." People, when they heard this, became enraged and gathered firewoods. Among the people who collected the firewoods, there were Gentiles, but also Jewish people. It is said that the day was February 22nd of 156 AD, which happened to be a Sabbath day. This means that Jewish people overlooked the observance of Sabbath in order to burn Polycarp at the stake. When the fire came upon him, Polycarp prayed, "O Lord, what grace is this that you have such regard for me to this day? Now I am in the line of martyrs. Receive me in your cup." But because of a strong wind, the flame did not burn upwards, but sidewards, and caused him even more pain. It is said that a soldier, in order to spare him from more pain, pierced him with the spear. And so he became an offering of martyr this way. A city where the idol worship is pressing on the throat of the church, where Christians are ignored, despised, and violent men treat powerless believers as worthless people. A city in which believers had to endure the pressure to worship Caesar and persecution by the Jews. Now there were people who devoted themselves to the Lord and were loyal to him in such a city. These were the people, the Church of Smyrna. Verse 8 of today's text testifies as follows. "To the angel of the church of Smyrna write, these are the words of him who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again. The Lord calls himself the first and the last, who died and came to life again." By the first and the last means that he is always present. If we were to put this in the terms of the Old Testament, it is he who said to Moses, "I am that I am." All persons is from this time until that time. No matter what great power a person has, there is a time that he is born and a time that he will die. No matter how much privilege he or she enjoys during his or her life, there is a timetable given for his or her life. No one is without it. Now, I said this several years ago, but generally on a headstone of a grave, the person's achievements or Bible verses or aphorisms are engraved on it. But what is commonly engraved onto it is the hyphen, which shows the timetable of the person's life. If I were to leave this world today, it would be 1965-2013. If there was a person who has lived 50 more years than me, it would be 1915-2013. Or for a person who lived 20 years more than I have, it would be 1945-2013. For a young person who has lived 20 years less than me, it would be 1985-2013. And for a child who has lived 40 years less than me, it would be 2005-2013. People, in seeing these headstones, would say, in terms of number of years, 99 years, 69 years, 29 years, and 9 years, as the time that each of these persons have lived. And they would think that a person who lived 99 years lived a long life. That a person who lived 69 years could have lived longer. And a person who lived 29 or 9 years had a short life. But regardless of whether you lived 9 years or 99 years, all lives is but a hyphen. There is no exception, even for the most powerful person in the world, the richest person on this earth, or the most learned man in the world. But the Lord is not a hyphen, but the eternal God. This is what it means to say, the Lord is the first and the last. And for the believers of Smyrna, who are suffering due to emperor worship and the persecution by the Jewish people, that the Lord they believed in was the first and the last was probably a great comfort. No matter what kind of absolute power the emperor enjoyed, his life was but a short line, a hyphen. And no matter what evil plots were hatched by the Jewish persecutors, they were also just hyphens. If people had known that only 7 years were left in the Japanese imperialism, a hyphen, no one would have made the foolish decision to agree as a church that Shinto worship was not an idol worship, but a civic ritual. Died and came to life again means the Lord is eternal life. The Lord, by dying on the cross for us, being buried and living again, confirmed for us that he has eternal life. The Lord is someone who has died and lived again. But all human beings are persons who lived once and have died. Because human beings are finite beings. If we were to say that the Lord is a being without a time that he was not, then human beings are beings with a time when he was. Because the Lord has died and lived again, a being who is eternal, he can make us live forever. The Church of Smyrna, because of its refusal of emperor worship, had the shadow of death over it all times. No one could tell when they would become a martyr, like Polycarp. The Lord is giving courage to these believers who are facing such a situation. I have died and lived again. Do not be afraid, even though you might get killed. I will surely make you live again. This is what is behind the saying, died and came to life again. Therefore, there is a promise given to the Church of Smyrna at verse 11, which is that the one who is victorious will not be hurt at all by the second death. What oppressed the Church of Smyrna and blocked them from professing that Jesus Christ is the Lord was the emperor worship. Although the emperor too was a being created by God and therefore finite, they pretended that they were not and forced people to bow down to them. They led people to believe that the ways of the emperor were the eternal truth, and the values of emperor would bring happiness. But at that time, the Church of Smyrna shook his head and professed that no, not the emperor, but Jesus Christ is the Lord. Only he could take care of us in eternity and make us happy forever. Now, what are the things in the 21st century that oppress us who are living as Christians and block us from professing that Jesus Christ is the Lord? The mightiest idol worship, the greatest emperor worship of today seems to be that wealth is the Lord. Although we serve the emperor called wealth as a god, many Christians are not conscious of it. I'm not saying that material possessions have no value or that they're not important. They're essential to our life. They're a necessity. But it is definitely not the same to live as a steward of material goods and to live in worship of them. Jesus, who is the first and the last, who died and came to life again, said this on the Mount about the values we are to have to walk the right path as Christians, about the values that Christians should have. This is from Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. That we cannot serve both God and money is a declaration from the Lord who created us. Yet, so many Christians think that they can serve both. To serve God is to believe in what God can do. And to serve wealth is to believe what wealth can do. Because God is invisible and money is visible, it seems like money has strong powers and can provide instant solutions. But the longer one lives, one comes to understand how finite wealth is, how often it deceives me, and how powerless it is to help at the most critical times. At times there will be trouble and poverty in our lives. But if we profess with our lives that not the wealth, but Christ is the Lord, then we will be people with true wealth who are acknowledged by the Lord and be Smyrna Church, which is living in the 21st century. Let us pray. Father God, today there is no pressure to make us profess that Caesar is the Lord, as was the case for Smyrna Church. We are not forced to do Shinto worship like the time under Japanese occupation. And yet, we confess that there are so many times we are not able to profess that Christ is our Lord, because there is something else in us which we worship other than Christ. 1,900 years ago, Smyrna was so beautiful that it was called the Crown of Asia. And it was a rich city economically under the protection of the emperor. However, Christians suffered a lot of hardship there. They were poor and they were despised. But the Lord gave them the crown. The Lord protected them. And the Lord acknowledged them as being rich. This is because they professed that Christ is the Lord with their lives. So even today, 1,900 years later, Smyrna Church has become the signpost of faith, a church which was complemented by the Lord. 80 years ago, the Korean church made the wrong choice of Shinto worship. So to this day, this remains with the church like a scarlet letter. Please forgive us. But at the same time, help us not to forget that this is also our root. May the Korean church not be shaken by things that are mere hyphens, but by regarding the Lord who is eternal, profess from his heart that Christ is the Lord. Father God, the wealth has become the Lord for this age. Help us to leave behind the foolishness of losing God by trying to serve both God and wealth. And as said in our Guru's prayer, may we not be too poor to bring disgrace to God's name and too rich to say, who is God? We pray that everyone, by everyone professing that Christ is the Lord, we will become the Church of Smyrna for the 21st century. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.